North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com is brought to you in part by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern, a great place to stop by while you're out on your holiday shopping this month. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore for this Tuesday, the 22nd day of December. And Rick, here we are again closing in on Christmas week and just a few days away from the big day, Christmas on Friday, Christmas Eve on Thursday. And we'll take a look at some of the news stories in just a few moments.
First full day of winter. I think it's supposed to be up in the 50s today. Very warm out to start the day. Well, who was I talking to? Somebody about, might have been my daughter, about how the seasons seem to be coming later now. And, you know, I wonder if that's a result of climate change. But still very, very unusually warm out there. Good for the heating bills.
Well, I'll tell you, there was a Christmas, and I watched this on the, I saw this on weather. I read it somewhere, but also they had a note a few days ago on the weather, you know, because they knew how warm it was going to be Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and so on. And I do remember a Christmas at my old house. That was two houses ago, years ago. I think it was 82, 83, somewhere in there, where it was around 60 degrees on Christmas Day. It was very, very warm, and that was 30 years ago, Rick. So, you know, this stuff does happen. Just happens every once in a while, and I do remember that because it was one of those, you know, in the holidays how you put stuff outside to kind of keep it cold. Everyone's bringing food into your little home. Well,
oh, yeah.
We had it at our old house, and you might remember the very first one. You know, we had a nice little porch out there, and it was a great place to put something in the wintertime, keep it cold. But you couldn't do it on this this holiday because everyone was coming to the house. But it was 60 degrees out, and you know, it felt at the time it was. You think back to that day, and you think, oh, it was like 75, 80 degrees that day. But you know, 60 degrees feels like 70 or 80 right now this time of year. But I saw the stat on the weather the other day, and the high was, I think, 60 degrees, and Christmas of 82 or 83, somewhere in there.
Well, we're headed there. They said it could be up in the 60s, approaching 70, so we're headed in that kind of territory. You know, I had something interesting or strange happen yesterday, Bill. You ever see on TV, they have street musicians, and people are out there throwing coins into the violin case or the trumpet case or whatever it is. You've seen those on TV or
no? I've never seen that before. No.
Well,
no,
I've
seen that. Yeah, obviously, yeah.
And it's kind of weird because this summer there was a person at Stageford Park. My wife and I were walking the dog after work one day about 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, or you know, in the evening. There was plenty of sunlight left. And it was a person playing a violin at the park, and she was playing just beautifully. And we commented and went over and saw her. And she wasn't pandering. She wasn't, you know, soliciting or anything like that. But yesterday, I was walking on Main Street in Gloucester, running some errands, and there was a woman playing out in front of a coffee shop, and looked like a younger woman, maybe a college student or just out of college. And she had her violin case on the ground. She was playing Christmas carols and some Mozart and stuff like that. It was beautiful, beautiful music. And I walked down the street to do an errand. And then I thought to myself, you know, geez, does this woman need, you know, does she need money? Is she, you know, out there accepting donations? And it's kind of, I just felt awkward, if you know what I mean. And so I dug into my pocket and had a $5 bill. I went over and I asked her, I said, are you accepting donations? And she said something like, oh God, yes, thank you. And it was just strange. And I had to feel like, man, I don't know what we're doing in this country sometimes. But anyway, it was beautiful music. She was accepting donations and Main Street was pretty well empty. I felt like telling her, you know, go to some city where there's some activity and money. You know, it was just flat-out empty on Main Street yesterday. But the music was gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at least you can get out and do it. It wasn't the warmest day yesterday, but it wasn't too bad either, I guess.
Yeah, it was. I would think it would be cold for playing a violin,
yeah.
But, you know, she did very, very well. It was very nice.
Maybe she had those violin gloves. Hey,
I really didn't even notice, but yeah, she could have.
No, I just made that up. I don't know if there are such things or not, but there could
be. No, there are. The gloves with no fingers in them.
Oh, okay. You know, and to me, that's the part that gets the coldest. So I don't get the gloves with no fingers. I'm sorry, Rick. I mean, I get why you have them, but you know, you gotta have your fingers covered, your fingertips covered, because that's what gets the coldest. You know, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, I want to share what we have for our videos today. We've got three videos up there. So as we wrap it up this week, we got Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé with "All I Want for Christmas Is You," which is the big holiday song I think the last several years. Then we've got, you said that Bing Crosby had the definitive version of White Christmas, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Well, we got a cartoon version of that done by the Drifters, and it's kind of cute. You gotta watch it and listen to it at the same time, and there's this one deer that takes the, what's the higher voice, the tenor? No, the tenor is the lower, and the alt, what's the higher voice when you
soprano.
Sing? Soprano, right, soprano. I'm sorry. Okay, so the one deer is the soprano in the Drifters, and that deer just kind of waits and waits for his turn, and it's kind of neat just to watch that. But anyways, it's a cartoon version of I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And then, you know, what we were just talking about earlier, remember the premise of A White Christmas? We were talking about this yesterday, the movie from 1954 with Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, is that they go to this inn, and it's run by their general from World War II, and there's no snow. And I was reminded of it because I heard this song on the radio this morning, but the snow song, we have the snow song down there because we have no snow either. We need the snow. The ski areas need the snow, and we need it fast. And I did look at the weather forecast for Vermont today, and it is dipping down into the 30s this weekend. So maybe there'll be some snow. At least they're making snow in different parts up in northern New England. But the snow song, when they're thinking they're going to get up there and get all this snow, but they get up to Vermont, at the Pine Tree Inn, I think it is, as they call it, and there's no snow, and it's like 60 degrees. So, and that was back in the 19, I think it was, you know, probably whenever it was set in the late 40s or something like that, even though it was a 54 film. So anyways, we got that. We got three videos up there today.
Well, that'll be fun to take a look at, listen to when I'm, not look at, but listen to when I'm out running. And when I'm running, by the way, just as a precautionary tale here, I only use one earbud. Keep the other one out. It's too dead gum dangerous out there. I see people walking on streets with headphones on and earbuds on, and it's cranked. And I think, man, they can't hear anything coming. So I just run with one earbud. You know, one ear open, one ear with the earbud in it.
You know, I got Rick. I got a gripe. I gotta share this here because we just talked about the holiday music, and I've been thinking about this, and I think about this every year. There's one Christmas song that I really don't like, and I just can't stand it, and it just drives me nuts. And it's the 12 Days of Christmas, and it just to me, it's like, hey, I know what's coming, and I've got to sit through this whole song. First day of Christmas, she gave. And they go through the whole thing over and over. I get it. Maybe if there were 5 days of Christmas, then boom, the song starts, it ends, boom, you're all set. On to the next song. But this 12 Days of Christmas, to me, is the worst Christmas song ever. And I just don't know who likes that song. I mean, I get it. I mean, the first time you hear it, it's cute. The second time, okay. But now, after 40 years of listening to the 12 Days of Christmas, I can't take it anymore. You know, I don't like that song.
I think it's a song for third graders so that they can learn how to memorize and things like that. I think it's for,
okay.
I think that's what it is. It's for third graders. But it's funny. I took a course once with Fran Garcia. He was an instructor down on the South Shore. And he used to write for, he's an English instructor, an English teacher too. And he used to, he was a television screenwriter for, The Love Boat and what's the other one, Fantasy Island, and some other shows. And this is similar, it's analogous. And he said when writers get stuck on a TV show to fill the time, they put in a chase scene. So, you know, a movie, whenever you see a chase scene in a movie or a chase scene on a television show, it's because the writers, they don't have anything else to write about. So it's probably that same way with the 12 Days of Christmas, you know. You do it once, but it's only a 30-second song, so we have to fill it up. But I think... I think it was a way for kids to memorize. That's what I think it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take it easy on it. I just don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. All right, now.
But well, it's good. It's good. You only have one. I got about 10,000 of them.
Yeah.
I can't.
You know, I can take a lot of stuff. I think I'm pretty flexible. But you know, when that song comes on, it's just like, nope, not going to be. Go there. I'll flip it over. I'll flip it over to anything else. I'd go to country music before I'd go to that. Listen to that song. Okay. Got a couple of news stories here out of Lynn here. One out of Lynn is that the city is, this is a Thor Jorgensen story. He's the item city editor for the Daily Item out of Lynn, and that Lynn is one of three cities pegged by the Baker administration to participate in the initiative identifying unused or underused properties and turning them into economic engines. So, and remember, we did a story several weeks ago with the economic team in Lynn and so on. So that's probably just another step of that, and that seems like a pretty good idea, because I got to think in a city the size of Lynn, which geographically is a big city physically, you know, there must be, and there's a lot of unused land and underdeveloped land and so on, and even some empty buildings, as a matter of fact, I believe down in the downtown area. So anyways, that's something interesting to watch. And I'm going to flip it back up to you for the other story, Rick, before I go to this other one, which is a little bit lighter. So.
Yeah, sad news out of Gloucester. That Rockport woman who has been missing since Saturday, her sons had invited her out to California for the holidays. When they heard that she was missing, they came back to the area, and they actually found her body in the water in Gloucester yesterday. Needless to say, it's being investigated, but investigators do not expect foul play. Just a horrible tragedy, and from all accounts, a very nice lady, and again, just kind of senseless. It doesn't make any sense at all, but the woman's body was found, 56-year-old woman out of Rockport, and her sons discovered the body, and it was recovered yesterday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I need to read this story a little bit. It's about the polar plunges, and a lot of communities on the coast have polar plunges. I know Nahant has one, Swampscott has one, I'm sure. Gloucester, does Gloucester have a polar plunge? You probably have a polar plunge up there.
Oh, my goodness. You haven't listened to Josh Arnold the last 3 years. Oh, my God. Do they have a polar plunge?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, the Rotary sponsors it. Yep.
Yeah. So all these communities have a polar plunge. Well, this is actually a pretty good story. It's in today's item, and it's based out of Swampscott, done by Gayla Colley. And it's here it is. Those thinking about plunging into the Arctic water temperatures on New Year's Day at Fisherman's Beach, which is in Swampscott, for charity, would do well to heed the advice of one veteran jumper. This guy turns out to be 17 years old, by the way. He's a veteran jumper.
Okay.
That's the source. Yeah, that's the best part of the whole story. You've got to get here's a quote. You've got to get a clear path. Kevin Strothman said, "You have to make noise so the path is clear," and that makes sense. I've seen that. You can't be running into people. Strothman, 17, a student at Swampscott High School, said that he's been taking the polar plunge for years, and he said that there's really no strategy for making the jump any less cold. But then they go into different things like, oh, you know, go with your bathing suit, don't have a lot of clothes on because that makes you even colder, and so on. But anyway, so here's a story about a strategy for polar plunging, and yet there's no strategy for polar plunging.
Oh, I don't know. I think that young man is wise beyond his years. You do want a clear path to get the hell in and get the hell out. That makes sense to me.
You know, I guess I'd want a clear path because and going hard and yelling because I think I might change my mind as I got a little closer to the water.
Not exactly.
But anyway, if you're going to do a polar plunge, and I don't know what the forecast is into New Year's Day, because that's still another week plus away. But you know, it's been pretty warm, and maybe it won't be maybe you can also go down there and tan this time of year. I mean, maybe folks will be down on the beach during the morning of New Year's Day, the way things are going this year. They'll be down on the beach. They just have to get up from their beach chairs and then head in for the polar plunge. So
if we're being monitored by a superior extraterrestrial civilization to join some kind of Encyclopedia Galactica, when they look at us, they're going to come to the conclusion there is no intelligent life on this planet. Because if you're going to contribute for a wonderful fundraising cause like Rotary does and others for this polar plunge, just give the damn money. Gee, come on.
Right. Oh, and there's one other story here. Hold on a second. There it is. I'm sorry. One other story. This is in the Wall Street Journal today, and figure this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it was investigating another outbreak of E. coli last month linked to Chipotle. involving three states not included in the outbreak that sickened people starting in October. So those states are Kansas, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. So Massachusetts.
Would it be a wild prediction to say that company is in trouble and may go under soon?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, and I've heard a couple of discussions on that, and, you know, people, you know, you either love it or you don't, I guess, Chipotle. And there's a lot of folks that really love it. So I don't know what they're – I haven't actually read anything, maybe how their business has suffered, but you got to think that it's suffered a little bit in the last month or so. So.
All right. What do we have for sports coming up, Bill? Tuesday is usually basketball night, but it isn't this week.
All right. So we got a kind of a crazy week, kind of a insane crazy week this week, because they played basketball last night on Monday because it's a short week due to Christmas. So and there's really not hockey tonight. So there's now hockey on Wednesday night and basketball on Wednesday night for the most part. I mean, there are a few games scheduled tonight, Tuesday. But we have a boys basketball game. We've got live streaming video of the Peabody at Beverly game tomorrow night, Wednesday night, at Beverly High School at 7 o'clock. Should be a great game. And we'll see what happens there. So that'll be – and you'll be over there, right? You'll be coming?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And
because
you've got the hot spot. You've got the hot spot still. So
I certainly do.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. We have a really good report from Gloucester basketball coach Bill Cahill, too. I saw Coach Cahill before the game. He was heading out to Saugus last night, a little concerned about the way his team has played, and they did come away with a win, and he's got a nice audio report that we were able to post last night. So we appreciate the coaches calling into our scoreboard hotline and invite you to listen in to the details of last night's game right from the coach. We also had Nick Kukuru calling us in from a game last night as well up in Gloucester, and that was on North Shore Sports Night last night. And I talked at length with Tim Kearns last night, sort of reflecting on the year and waxing philosophic from time to time. So we did have fun. No trending now this week. We're going to take a couple of weeks off once again with Josh Arnold, but we'll be back with many brand new terrific interviews at the beginning of the year.
And so it was great. There was a Tim Kearns sighting then, so that's good news then, yeah.
It was. He came down in his muscle shirt and his shorts. He wasn't riding his Harley, but or his Triumph. What does he have? I think he has a Triumph. But no, he was in good form, feeling well. And Tim always has an insightful look at sports and how kids relate to sports and sports relate to kids. It's it was cool, and he had some really good stories to tell last night.
And also, I know just a little shout out, a little, you know, as a flashback to 2015, as a lot of folks do at this time of year, all these recaps and stuff. St. Mary's basketball at the half of last night's game honored their state championship baseball team from this past year. So maybe a little shout out to St. Mary's basketball, to the baseball team rather, for their and Coach Derek Dana for their state championship in 2015.
Yeah, we actually were mentioning again the unbelievable season that both Hamilton Wenham boys basketball and Danvers boys basketball had last year, with both winning state championships. You know, just a couple of miles from each other in terms of where the schools are. So same thing. We looked back at that and thought, for us, from our perspective, that was probably the highlight, you know, of the calendar year for our high school sports.
All right, so that's it. I think we'll take a break here, and we'll step away for the day. And remind you again, our next sports broadcast is Wednesday night, boys basketball, Peabody at Beverly, 7 o'clock, live video streaming right here on msonewsports.com. And so that'll do it for us for today. With Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, and this is North Shore Today.